Mishnah says on the Chavetz Amud Aleph, Elu Narosh Yesh Lehen Knas, Aboal Aman Zeres V'yala Nekina V'yala Kusis. These are the young girls who get Knas. What does that mean, Knas? So Rashi fills us in, the second Rashi, Sheyesh Lehen Knas, Onsa Odom Nosim L'Aviyah Chamishim Kesef Kedosiv V'nosan Hoyish HaShochiv. What is Rashi referring to? So if you have the new Gemaras, you have the Pasuk right there in the middle of the Gemara. But since I have the old Gemaras, I'll open up my Chumash. Pasuk in Parashas Kiseitzei, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches says, Kiso Yish Naira V'sul Asher Lo Oroso Usfoso V'shocha V'imo V'nimso. Someone who rapes a woman, he has beer with her against her will, the Ones, says the pasuk, "V'nosan o'ish ha'shochev ima la'vi anara chamishin kosa v'losi al isha tachas asherina l'yuchal shalcha kol yoma." He's punished. He has a number of different punishments. So first of all, the pasuk says that he has to pay the father of the nara. The pasuk says, "Nara besula la'vi hanara." Mentions a nara. What does a nara mean? Vos meint nara? What does the word nara mean? So we know that girls are divided into three categories. There's a katana, there's a nara, and there's a bogeres. A katana is a girl below the age of what? 12, right? Below the age of 12, she's a katana. She's not a bas mitzvah. A nara is a gadol. She's mechuyebes b'mitzvah. She's a bas mitzvah. But she's a lower quality gadol. She's a lower level gadol. After 12 months, right? After 6 months, after 6 months, the Nara turns into a Bogeres, which is a full-fledged Gedolah. In terms of mitzvah, she's Chayeves b'mitzvahs even when she's a Nara. But there are certain halachas that apply to a Nara, not to a Bogeres. Most notably, that the Nara is still in the Rishus of her father for certain things. The Moshel, the father can marry off his daughter who's a Nara, even though she's a Gedolah, he can be Makabel Kesef Kidusha. Gemara later on in Ksubas, the Mishnah in Ksubas in the fourth parak has that halacha. The Gemara in Kiddushin in the first parak. So just because she's a Nara, she's a Gedolah, doesn't mean she's outside of the Rishus of her father. She's still in the Rishus of her father. Ktana Avada is in the Rishus of her father. But then when she becomes a Gedolah, when she becomes 12 years old, she's a Nara, she's a Gedolah, she's Chayavis of Mitzis, but she's still Rishus of her. She's a Bogeres, after Shisha Chadashim, after 6 months, she's no longer Rishus Aviyah. No longer in the father's control, not for Nedarim. He can't be Mefer, the Neder of his daughter. He can't be Mekabel her Kesef Kiddushin anymore. She's Rishus Atzma. Right? She's in her own, she's in control of herself then. Three different types of girls. Comes the Mishnah and talks about Nara vis-a-vis Knas. So Knas is another example of monies that go to someone who has been wronged as a result of the maisa bia, the maisa onus, the rape. So if the girl doesn't have a father, if there's no avinara, so then she gets it. She gets the knas, she gets the fine that the ma'anes is levied, because she doesn't have a father. But if she has a father, comes the posuk and says that vis-a-vis knas of onus, the mefate, we didn't talk about mefate yet, vis-a-vis the knas of onus, goes to the father, just like Kesef Kiddushah goes to the father. The Knas of Onus also goes to the father, because she's still Rishus Aviyah, even though she's a Nara. Just parenthetically, we should note at the outset, we'll get to the details a little bit later, that Knas, the fine of Knas, why do I call Knas a fine? Knas is not for the damage that the Ma'anes has caused the Anusa. It's not for the damage that the Ma'anes, the rapist, has caused the anusa. How do I know it's not for the damage? How do I know it's not for the damage? The knas. Knas is a very technical term. We're going to talk about this. Very lumdish term. Knas.
Well, it's set.
It's set. It's standard. Exactly. It's kavua. 50 shkolim. So 50 shkolim, it can't be for the damage, because the damage is different. Some girls are terribly embarrassed by the onus. Some girls, everyone's embarrassed, but there are levels. If the girl is a princess, obviously she's going to be even more. The pagam for the mishpacha, the pagam for her, is much greater if she comes from a more important stock. So aside from knas, there are other things that the ma'anes has to pay. What are those called? There's a Mishnah on the Aflamic test. We'll get to the details, but just quickly.
Tsar.
Okay, that's something else. Tsar, the pain. The onus, you have to pay for the tsar too. It hurts. If it's not berutzon, it hurts. Boshas, good, embarrassment. And pagam. Pagam means now she's damaged goods. It's going to be harder for her to get married. So he's going to pay all of this. Knas is set. That's 50 shkolim. Knas is set. The boshas, pagam, and sahar, those aren't set. He has to pay those as well. Those are other punishments. Those are other, I shouldn't say punishments. Those are monetary obligations on the ma'anes. It's like nezek almost. It's just nezek is defined in this way. Right? Like someone who's chovel b'chavero, it's chayev chamisha dvar, nezek tzarit b'sheves and boshes. Oh, boshes, I heard of that concept. Right? Boshes is one of these. You have to figure out in every case what kind of nezek applies, and based on that, he'll have to pay. So here we have knas, we have boshes, we have pagam, we have tsar, lots of things. But the pasuk adds another point as well. V'lo siya le'isha, he has to marry her too. What does that mean? Why would the Anuza want to marry if she violated him? Why would she want to marry him? So we know that until recently it was very difficult for women to have a parnasa. Women didn't have an independent source of income. So marriage was a way that a woman could get sustenance, she could be supported. It wasn't just the getting married itself, relationship, of course that's important, but it was also to get support. So if the woman would be raped and she wouldn't, no one would want to marry her, she'd be in big trouble. So the Torah wanted to ensure that this ma'anes would take care of her. So it requires that the ma'anes marry her. Now of course if she doesn't want to marry him, you don't force her to get married in this guy, it's ridiculous. But the Torah understood that if we wouldn't require the ma'anes to marry her, if it would be good for her, right? Let's say they did know each other, but he did what he wasn't supposed to, right? But now, instead of going with a different girl, he has to marry her. So maybe she would agree. There are different cases, different scenarios. Every scenario is different. The fact is, it's an obligation on him to marry her. Below siya le'isha. Below with a vav. Below siya le'isha. He has to marry her too. Torah means to protect the woman. Obviously, if she doesn't want it, we don't force her. We want the best for her. He violated her. He damaged her. So all of these chiyuvim are for her good. These are the rules of ones. Comes Rashi, the first Rashi in the parak, and says, "Elu naros davka nara mishevi shtei saras ad shetivavir." Says Rashi, the first line of the Mishnah, what does that mean? It means that a Nara gets Knas, not a Bulgaris. That's the first point of the Mishnah. A Bulgaris doesn't get a Knas, not because she's not Rishus Avil. A Bulgaris doesn't get a Knas. Why not? What's a Svar? Why does a Bulgaris not get a Knas? It's not a Svar. It's not a svar. Why does the Bulgaris not get a knas? Rabbi Shechter once asked in Shir, how do we know that a woman can become a nazira? Doubling back and forth. He said it's a pasuk. Ish o isha. Sometimes it's just a pasuk. So here it's a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Ki imsa ish nara besula. Nara velo Bulgaris. It's not a svar. There'll be plenty of svars here. Mitz Hashem. But this is not a svar. This is a pasuk. It's a pasuk. It says nara. So Rashi says a Nara gets Knas. If she has a father, her father will get the Knas. Though she doesn't have a father, she gets the Knas directly. If she's a Bulgaris, there's no Knas. How about a Ketana? So comes Rashi and says, well, it says Nara. Sounds like Nara, not Bulgaris, not Ketana. Just Nara, not Bulgaris, not Ketana. So says Rashi, that's what the Tana of the Mishnah is assuming. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir holds that a Ketana doesn't get Knas, but the Chachamim argues that the Mishnah is a Libid de Rabbi Meir. Okay, so you should just realize when you read the words Nara, Dafka Nara, yes. Tana the Mishnah assumes Dafka Nara and Apogeras and Akitam. Okay. So So who are these naras? They are naras sheish nachnas tabola mamzeres ve'alanasina ve'alakrusis. Someone who is ma'anes mamzeres, you have to understand who becomes a mamzer. Who is a mamzeres? The parents obviously had some kind of isabia, right? They weren't allowed to live together, but they lived together. So who is that? So suffice it to say, for all purposes, keep it simple, we paskin that mamzeres is caused by abia of chayve krisis. That means if there's an issa, not just chayve lavin, and it doesn't have to be chayve misas bezden, chayve krisis. In the middle, shimon atemoni, paskin like shimon atemoni, that chayve krisis, okay? So mamzeres, someone who's bala mamzeres, the onus is chayev knas. Bial hanasina, someone who's boal hanasina. We'll see what hanasina means in just a few moments. Bial akusis, also akusis, we'll see what that means, is chayev knas. What a modern mishnah. Elu narasheish lam knas, habala mamzeres, nasina akusis. Well, what are we starting with these women? How about a regular woman? How about a ksheira? How about a regular bas yisrael? So that's the gemara this kasha. Where was trouble with this? Why start with the psulim? Let's talk about a regular. But that's what the Mishnayos often do. The Tana, the Mishnah, gives you the strange case. It doesn't tell you regular case. That's understood. Of course, if she's a Nara Ksheira, she's a regular Bas Yisrael, she's going to get a Knas if someone's Mahanesa. The Mishnah tells us, even if she's a Psula, even if she's a Nara Psula, she can also get a Knas. And what's the Chiddush of that line of the Mishnah? That even if she's a Nara Psula, what's the chiddush of that line of the Mishnah? Why would I think that if she's a Nara Psula, she shouldn't get knas? Why? David.
She's already getting punished.
She what?
Already getting punished. You're getting punished for doing something else.
Come with it, rabbi? Not quite. No. Something different, I think.
You can't fulfill the second half.
Oh, it says like Josh. Very good. Velo Siyala Isha. You got to be able to marry her. If this is an isha she'ena ru'uya l'kaim, if she's a woman that you're not allowed to stay married to, what is she? Let's say mamzeres. What's a mamzeres? What's the isha? Chayve misas bezden? No. Chayve krisis? No. Chayve lavin? Mamzeres is chayve lavin. Lo yavo mamzer b'kahal Hashem. Lo yavo doesn't say krisis. It's an isha lav. So it's also to remain married to her. So I would think, if you can't be m'kaim v'lo si'ala isha, maybe you can't be Mekayim Kenas either. Maybe they're dependent one on the other. Kamashal and the Mishnah name. No. They're not dependent on each other. These are two different parts of the Gzeres HaKos of Ones, but they're not related to each other. So even if you can't be Mekayim Velos Yila Isha, you still are Mechuyev to pay Kenas. Okay, that's really the Chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah. There's a lot there in that first line. You take it slow. You look at the Psukim. Don't rush. You don't have to know Chamishachom Shetar about that. Look at the middle of the Gemara, right? Or look up the Pasuk. You look up the Psukim, look up a little bit, and then you gain a deeper understanding of what seems to be a simple line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Habal adiyores v'yalashuya v'yalashivcha sheniftu v'shenizgavi v'shenishtarchu b'chuslos mivnoshol l'shanam v'yomecha. These three women also get a knas. What's the chiddush here? Is there chayve lavin here? There's no chayve lavin. These are benos Yisrael. Gioris, shavuya. Shavuya means she's a bas Yisrael, but she was taken captive. Okay, so what often happens, unfortunately, when one is taken captive, is that the captors might rape the captives, right? But she's a bas Yisrael. Just because she's raped, she's not a surah. She might be a surah to a kohen, but she's not... You're not a surah to a Yisrael. Shivcha, yeah, you're not allowed to marry a Shivcha, but Shivcha Shenishtachara, if she's a regular master, so what's the problem? What's the Chiddush here? Mishnah didn't talk about Benos Yisrael, so what's the Chiddush over here? What's the answer? Anyone? What's the Chiddush of these two cases? One word. Better. Be'ula. Right? Only time there's a chiyuv of knas for ones if she's a psula. How do I know that? Shteit nepasuk, nara psula. So the chiddush of this line of the Mishnah is that even though these women are naat becheskes psula anymore, right? These women typically would not be becheskes psula. We don't have the assumption that she's a basul anymore, because we feel that if she was taken captive, she's probably not a basul anymore. If she's a geora, she's a non-Jewish girl, is a concern that maybe she did have beer. Right? If she's a shivcha, avodim and shvachas are very promiscuous. They're much lighter and they're not as controlled. So we're afraid that she's not a basul anymore. Comes the Mishnah and says what? That if they were nifdu, v'shemizgayrush, nishtachru, v'chusus, v'no shor, v'sham, v'yom echad, then they get a knas. Because if it was less than 3 years of age, b'sulea chozrin, so there's still b'cheskas b'sula. That's the chiddush of the second line of the Mishnah. And thirdly, the Mishnah says, ha'bo'a l'chosu v'yala chosove, v'yala chos imo, v'yala chos ishto, v'yala ishisoch, v'yala ishis achi ovi, v'sam v'givomis, for those who are in the shir and yomis. Yeah, it's not going to be as complicated. I hope that's the shir. V'yalchanida, these are all examples of what? Chayvei? Croesus, exactly. Who said that? Shalom, good. Chayvei Croesus. Apal pishahim v'yikorei zein ben mises bezden. So what? Telling me Chayvei Croesus, Chayvei Mises bezden? What's the chiddush of this line of the Mishnah? Say the magic words, come on. The four words that we're going to spend weeks on. Kom lei b'dirabamina, exactly. Right? The Mishnah is telling us the chiddush that the din of Kamei B'Dirav Mineh only applies to Chayvei Mises Bezdin, not to Chayvei Croesus. We're going to see it's a Machlokas Tanoim, it's not clear. That's how the Tanah, the Mishnah holds. Kamei B'Dirav Mineh, the fact that if you have two different onshim, one is a Dabar Chomer, one is Misa, let's say, and Mamon, you get the Misa, you don't get the Mamon. So it says the Mishnah, by Chayvei Croesus, since there's no Kamei B'Dirav Mineh, you do get the Mamon. So, Eilunara Sheesh Lem Knas. These are examples, even though you can't fulfill the losi of Isha, even though Gioris and Shvi and Shivcha normally have a cheskas b'ula, but if they're niftu, nishtachu, nishgari, b'chusus, m'do shol sham v'yamecha, they have a cheskas b'sula, and Chayvei Croesus, since there's no kamei b'dirabamina, you will get knas. Okay, these are the three chidushim of the Mishnah. Okay, each line of the Mishnah is another chidush. Good? Questions? Could you put down the shape so I can see who's asking? The other one. Ah, Shmuel Aronson. Shalom Aleichem. Kum lei b'dirabamina. That means we give the person rabamina, the greater punishment of the two. So there's a chi of Misa and a chi of Mamon based on one Maisa Avera. Kom lei b'dirabamina. We give the Misa and not the Mamon. We'll see. This applies to Misa and Malkus as well. Maybe even Chayvei Croesus and Mamon. We have to see. We'll talk. But you got to get the basic ideas on the page, right? You have to make sure everyone's on the same page. We're on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, right? Okay, let's go back to one aspect of the first line of the Mishnah. Okay, we start to talk about dinim of onus and mafatis, so you think we should discuss these rules. Let's talk about the lumdus of onus and mafatis. But it happens to be that the first topic that the Rishonim talk about in the sugya, the parak, is not onus. Nesina. So let's follow what Rishonim say. There's what to be gained from every single sugya. There's a lot of lumdus in this sugya as well. But whether there is lumdus or not, we have to learn the sugyas here. And try to put them together and try to gain something from the sugya. So the first topic of discussion that the Rishonim have is defining this word Nesina. What does that mean, Nesina? Giving? Well, what kind of giving? So Rashi says Nesina. David HaMelech was gozer on the Givonim. Who are the Givonim? They're from the Zion Umos that lived in Eretz Yisrael. The Chivi, the Givonim were from the Chivi, one of the Zion Umos, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael. So David HaMelech was gozer on the Givonim. Gozer that Klal Yisrael is not allowed to marry Givonim. As the Gemara Givonim and the Afachas says, why do they call them Nesinim? Nesina, Nosin, Nesina. What kind of a strange lashon is that? As Rashi v'Yalshem v'Yitneim Yoshua chotvei etzim v'shoa v'moyim v'gomer kari luhu Nesinim. Yoshua made them water carriers and wood choppers. So vayitne, the loshen nesin. That's why the loshen nesin is stuck. Right? The loshen nesin is stuck because that's what Yeshua did. That's why they're called nesinim. Now, who are these nesinim? Are these goyim? Are these goyim? Is the nesina that the Mishnah is talking about a goya? No, chalila. We're talking about a gioris. But she's a gioris nesina. She comes from the chivi. So somehow her halacha is different. Even though a gioris, there are certain coolas that apply to a gioris. Right? There are certain coolas. But there are chumras as well. Right? Certain people that a gioris is allowed to marry, but the gioris is also allowed to marry Yisrael. There are certain people who can't come b'kohol, they're allowed to marry gioris. But a regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a gioris as well, but not a nesina. Nesina is us. Okay, and the Sina is awesome. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says it's a Gzeras David HaMelech. Gzeras David. Comes Taisvis and adds a little bit, kind of measure every word of Taisvis, especially when he quotes Rashi. Pirish Bekuntris says Taisvis, the David was our land, Shlolova Bekol. Behind Mishim Avdus, Kedaminan Beha'orim. What words does Taisvis say it? It's quite a bit actually, right? The David Gazar Alem is probably those are the only words that we have in this Rashi. Then Taisa said, Shalalovo Bekohol, Vehainu Misham Avdus Tidaminan Behaorah. Where did he get this Shalalovo Bekohol? That's actually Rashi in Yevamos. There's a whole sugya in Yevamos. I took out the whole middle part of it. So, you know, you have to know a little bit of Nach to learn Gemara. No, a lot of Nach to learn Gemara. You're really supposed to learn Nach first. Okay, that's why we have the afternoon program. We can balance our time, both in Tanakh and learning Gemara too. Yeah. So Rashi, in the beginning of the sugya about the Nesinim, Adafayin Chesim Adveiz and Yevomis, Rashi writes, David Gozer Alenki Dersiv, HaGevonim Lomi B'nai Yisrael Hema Kolomar Einam Ru'uyin Lava B'kol. That's the Eino Roi Lava B'kol that Tosus quotes from Rashi. Rashi and Yavama says that David was Gozer, that they're not Roi Lava B'kol. David was Gozer. From Rashi, what do you hear? What's the Pasha Psha? Rashi seems to be saying, what kind of a Gzeira did David put on the Sinim? Chasnus. Exactly. Chasnus. A Gzeira of Chasnus, that you're not allowed to marry them. Adds Tosus. That's the end of the Rashi. Ed Tosis and Ksubis, Vahainu Mishim Avdus. The Gzeira of David, Shalolovo Bakol, is Mishim Avdus. Just one second. Is it Chasnas or is it Avdus? Which one is it? Chasnas? Rashi and Yavama said Chasnas. You're not allowed to marry them. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. But Tosfis says Mishim Avdus. Which one is it? Is it Mishim Avdus or is it Mishim Chasnas? And what Avdus are we talking about? What's going on? So let's see the Gemara that Tosis quotes. Tosis tells you. The Gemara Yevamos explains this. Let's see what Gemara he's referring to. The Gemara tells a story. Gemara quotes the Navi that tells a story that there was a Rav Shalosh Shanim b'mei David, Vahi Rav b'mei David Shalosh Shanim Shana Achashana. It's at the end of Shmuel Beis. So David HaMelech didn't know what to do. So he asked in the Urim B'tumim. You can read the whole Gemara through if you have time. Read the whole Gemara. It's a beautiful Gemara, but I just picked out certain lines just so you get the flow of the basic story. So he asked in the Urim Tumim to find out why is this Ro'ov happening. So they told him, "Vayom Shem El Shaul Veil Beis Adam Al Asher Hemis Hagivonim." Two things: El Shaul Veil Beis Adamim Al Asher Hemis Hagivonim. El Shaul Shlo Nisbay Kaloch. Apparently, Bnei Yisrael were a little lax in their hesped for Shaul, and there was a kitchrig against Klal Yisrael. Yel Beis Adamim Al Asher Hemis Hagivonim. Beis Adamim. Shaul is called the Beis Adamim. They killed out the Givonim. They killed the Givonim. It doesn't say that in the Tanakh. So what does it mean they killed the Givonim? So Rashi explains that since Shaul killed Nov Ir Hakohanim, and the Givonim somehow were getting support from the Kohanim of Nov, it was like he killed the Givonim. So the Pasuk attributes, it says that he killed their sustenance because he killed out the Kohanim in the city of Nov when David was running away from him, and the people in Nahuv protected Davis, and Shaul killed all the Kohanim in Nahuv. So that's why they had the Rav. So David HaMelech said, okay, we have to be Mephayist and we have to appease the Givonim. Ikra HaMelech LaGivonim VaYomer Aleihem, Tafayin Tesemet Aleph, Mo Eseh Lochem, Mo Achaper Boruch Hu Nachlas Hashem. What can we do? We don't have any monetary claim against Shaul. We have nefoshos, right? It's a din nefoshos issue. He killed our sustenance. He killed our givon, and they weren't able to support themselves. Give us seven of his children, and we'll hang them. We'll kill them. So that's what they wanted. That's what the givonim wanted. They wanted revenge. Revenge killing. We don't believe in that kind of thing. Omar, so David HaMelech said, Shlosha simanim yesh b'um azu, there are three simanim that Klal Yisrael has, the Rachmanim, the Habayshanim, the Gomri Chasodim. And he brings Urias from the Psukim. Kol sheyesh bo shlosha simanim alalu royally davek b'um azu. Those goyim that have these simanim, that when they become geirim, it's roy to be davek to Klal Yisrael. But since the Givonim were not Rachmanim, they shouldn't marry into Klal Yisrael. That's what David was saying. That's the story. From the Gemara, what's it, Mashal? What was David Gozer? Avdus or Chasnas? Chasnas, he's talking about marrying into the tribe, right? You can marry into Klal Yisrael if you have one of the Simana, but if not, you're not allowed to marry him. Sounds like Chasnas. Comes the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Testament Aleph, and he asks the following question. The bottom, five lines in the bottom. Unesinim David Gozer Aleihem? Was David HaMelech Gozer on the Nesinim? Moshe Gozer Aleihem? This is a Gzer of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not a Gzer as David, this is a Gzer as Moshe. Yes, David said something, but Moshe said something too. Dichzim Echote Itzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha? Postik and Parashas Nitzavim. What's the Chote Itzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha that Moshe is referring to? Rashi there explains that just like Givonim came in the time of Yoshua and tried to become Geirim, they came in the time of Moshe as well. And Moshe Rabbeinu apparently did the same thing Yoshua did. He made them Chod Ve'etz Min Shor V'mayim. He was Gozer what? Avdus. Frag the Gemara. Frag the Gemara. The Gzeir of the Nesini was Gzeir's Moshe. As the Gemara, no. Moshe Gozar Lahahu Dora, David Gozar Lakuli Dora. Moshe Rabbeinu was Gozar only for the Dora Midbar. David HaMelech was Gozar for all other generations. Frag the Gemara V'yakati Yoshua Gozar Alai. Forget David and Moshe, there was Yoshua too. The Siva Yidim Yoshua Bayamul Chol Peyetz Meshua V'mayim La'idu L'mizbach Hashem. That's the posuk that Rashi and Subas quotes. Yoshua was also Gozar on the Givon. Says the Gemara like this. Yoshua Gozer Bizman Shemesim Megdash Kayim. David Gozer Bizman Shemesim Megdash Kayim. There were three Gzeres. There was Gzeres Moshe, Gzeres Yoshua, and Gzeres Don. Moshe was Gozer for his Dor, not for future generations. Yoshua was Gozer Kozman Shemesim Megdash Kayim, but not Bizman Shemesim Megdash Kayim afterwards. David was Gozer, he was Man Shemesim Megdash Kayim. Okay, three Gzeres. The Gemara just continues two more lines. Bimei Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, at the time of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, Bikshu Lahat Nesinim, they wanted to be Matvik, Zeras David. Omer Lahem Rebbe, so Rebbe told them, Chelkeinu Nati, Chelek Mizbeach Miyatim. We can't be Matvik, Chelek Mizbeach. It says what? Vayidnim Yoshua, Vayom Ahu, Chod Vayetz Meshov, Vimayim, Lo'edo Ulamizbach Hashem, for Klal Yisrael and for the Mizbeach. So, Rebbe said, our chelik, the chelik of the Eidah, we can be makel, but not the chelik of the Mizbech Hashem. Okay. The Gemara continues a little bit more. But that's what they wanted to do, Bimei Rebbe. We'll refer to that line in our travels. Okay? That's the Gemara in Yevamos. What do we have here? The Gemara in Yevamos has three gzeres. It says that the gzera of the Nesinim is really gzera's David. But then the Gemara says it really was Gzeres Moshe, Gzeres Yoshua. Comes the Gemara says, no. Moshe was Gozer for his door. Yoshua was Gozer for his door and Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Came David and was Gozer even Bizman Sheh Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So Tosfos says, Rashi explains that the Gzeres of the Nesinim was a Gzeres of what? Avdos or Chasnas. The Einam Ruuyim Lava Bakal. But you can't say Stam Chasnas. Can't say Stam Chas. The Gemara says the Xeris Moshe and Xeris Yoshua were Xeris of Avdus. Right? They weren't talking about Chasnas. They were talking about Chotve Eitzim Meshav Veimayim. Chotve Eitzachat Shoyim Meimecha. So Xeris Moshe and Xeris Yoshua were Xeris of Avdus. Tosfos assumes that Rashi also would think that David's gzera was not a gzera just of chasnas. It was a gzera mishum avdus. Mishum avdus. That's how Tosfos understands Rashi. The Gemara in Yevamos sounds like it was really a gzera of chasnas, right? Because the Gemara says that David HaMelech said, he's talking about Dveikus Bumazu. Dveikus is a beautiful concept. He's talking about it a little different. Right? He's talking about Chasnas. So the Gemara sounds like as if it's a Chas. Comes Taisvis and says, but Rashi obviously understood that there was Avdus involved there too. It must have been Mishum Avdus. It must have been Mishum Avdus, because if not Mishum Avdus, then what's the connection to all the other Xeris? Xeris Moshe, Xeris Yoshua, Mishum Avdus, Xeris David and Chasnas. Well, what's the Kasha of the Gemara's model? David was Geyser, Moshe was Geyser. Okay, but Tzvei didn't. Mirsky aside, right? Moshe was Geyser Avdus, and David was Geyser Chasnas. Never the twain shall meet. What does one have to do with the other? That's what Tosus was saying, that clearly the Issa Chasnas was Mishum Avdus. Whatever that means, right? But that's why Tosus understood that it has to be Mishum Avdus. Because not Mishum Avdus, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara connects the Gzera of David with Moshe with Yoshua. Moshe and Yoshua clearly made a Gzera of Avdus, not of Chasnas. The Gzera of David must have been Chasnas Mishum Avdus. The Avdus somehow led to an Issa Chasnas. We'll have to understand what that means. What does it mean that the Avdus led to Chasnas? Right? What's the Pashuk Shah? Avdus led to Chasnas. Is it Mutter to marry an Evet? Is it Mutter for Bas Yisrael to marry an Evet? Is it Mutter for a Yisrael to marry a Shivcha? No, it's us. Why is it us? There's a Pasuk in Chumash that some point to. Tosfos points to it. Rabbi Natan points to it, right? Lo yiyakadosh, lo siya kadesha, v'lo yiyakadosh. Also in Parashas Kisaitse. Lo siya kadesha mibnos Yisrael, v'lo yiyakadosh mibnei Yisrael. It shouldn't be znus in klal Yisrael, right? A zona, either a male zona, right? A kadesh or a kadesha. So the Targum Unkelus right there. Pasuk Yudches, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yudches says, Lo siya kedesha mibnos Yisrael, lo sehe itza mibnas Yisrael legevar ovid. Abbas Yisrael should marry an Evid. Velo yi akodesh mibnei Yisrael, velo yisav gavra mibnei Yisrael, itza omo. And a ben Yisrael should marry an omo, should marry a shivcha. It's a pasuk in a chumash. It's also to marry an Evid. It's also for a Yisrael to marry a shivcha. So the Pasha Pshat is that what Tosfos means to say is Rashi never meant that David's Gzer was just a Gzer of Chasnas. No, he was Gozer Avdus. Just like Moshe and Yoshua. It was all the same. It was all the Zel Bezach, as we would say, right? It was all the same thing. They were all Gozer Avdus, but from the Avdus came an Issa Chasnas because of Lo Yiyah Kodesh. That's Lechora, the Pasha Pshat of Tosfos. Okay? Comes to us and says, I don't understand. Rabbi Natan says, there are many Gemaras which imply that the Issa Nesina is an Issa Derais. The impression that Rashi is giving is that it's a Gzeras David, it's a Dinder Abonim. Yeah, David maybe was Gozer because of Lo Yekodesh. We'll see that that's not a real Lo'iya Kodesh. It's like an Avdus. It's an Issa Chasnas, but it's an Issa Chasnas coming from Avdus. We'll explain it better. But it's a nisa de rabbanim, it sounds like from Rashi. Because Rashi didn't say anything about the raisa. This is a gezeras david. If it's in the raisa, he should have mentioned the pasuk. Frag Rabbeinu Tam. What's going on? The Gemara in many places seems to assume that the issa nesina is an issa de raisa. What's one example? The Gemara in Ksubas anav chav tesa medbeis. Without getting involved in all the complications, there's a machlokas tanoim. Exactly which psulim are included in the first line of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Eilun harashayesh knas, even habal psula, even someone who rapes a psula, there's also knas for that. What kind of psula? What kind of psula? So the Tan of the Mishnah assumes that even someone who's chayvi lava is knas. How about someone who's chayvi krisis? Is it going to be knas for such a person too? So the Tan of the Mishnah, yes. Which line of the Mishnah is that? Not line one, nor line two, but line three, right? Get it clear. Tanava Mishnah says that this knas for a psula, if the anusa, if the raped woman is a psula, she gets knas, even if she's chayve lavin, even if she's chayve krisis. Which is quite a remarkable statement, because what the Mishnah is saying is that there's knas for an isha psula, even if what? Even if she's eina ru'uya l'kaima. Whether she's Eina Ruhuya Lakaima. Who's Eina Ruhuya Lakaima? Even whom? Even Chayve Lavin. Right? You can't live with Chayve Lavin. It's an Issa. It's an Issa. Okay. It's an Issa. But is there Tfisas Kiddushin by Chayve Lavin? Does she need a get? Yes. How about Ein Bo Havaya? Is there such a woman? Ein Bo Havaya? Losia? Can you have Havaya? With Chayve Lavin, yes. But you can't have Havaya with whom? Chayve Krisis. So the Tanna of our Mishnah holds that Losia Leisha doesn't tell me that you can't get a Knas if ain't a ruhi l'kaima, and it doesn't tell me that you can't get a knas if ain't bahavaya. You know what it does tell me? It tells me that if ain't bahavaya klal, I'll explain in a moment. Ain't bahavaya klal, then you can't get knas. That is true. That the Tana of our Mishnah will Paka agree with. What's an example of ain't bahavaya klal? Let me back up a second. Chayve krisis are ain't bahen havaya. To whom? To the person for whom it's an issa kares, like eishes ach, right? Eishes ach, achosa, achosavim, achosimo. To that person is a chayve krisis. Achosa, right? The sister of the person. Can the sister marry another ben yisrael? Absolutely. Just go on while you connect, get your shidduch, and there's no issa. No issa to go on while you connect. There's no issa to get married, right? The girl is asura to her brother, but not to someone else. Ein bo havaya lozeh, aval yesh bo havaya la'acher. That's the nature of chayve krisis. It's an iser kurva. It's an iser of kurva that the relative can't have higher. There are some people that ein bo hen havaya klal. Like whom? Like whom? Eishes ish, that is taka a good example, but not really, because she can, if she gets a get, then there is a possibility. Nida? She has a heter afterwards. Goy. Right? Goy. Who said? No. Exactly. Goy. Nochris. There's no tfisas kedushin with a nochris at all. Or with the shivcha for that moment, for that matter. You probably saw that in Tosfos. Shivcha's like a goy. Right? Doesn't have a full kedushas yisrael, so she has a... She's not a goy. Let's be careful. Shivka is not a goy. She's mitzuvah mitzvahs. Keisha. And Eved Kenayni is also not a goy. He's mitzuvah mitzvahs. Keisha. But she's not a full-fledged bas Yisrael. She doesn't have a full kedushas Yisrael. There's no havaya with her. There's no tfisas kedusha with her. The Tana of our Mishnah admits that there's no knas for such a woman. You may have done a terrible thing. Right? If someone rapes that woman, he did a terrible thing. But there's no knas. because ein bo havaya klal. V'lo siya l'isha is not ignored, but it's not as extreme as you think. V'lo siya l'isha is not telling me that if ein ruya l'kaima, forget it, there's no knas. If ein bo havaya, there's no knas. No, there's knas for ein bo havaya. There's knas for ein ruya l'kaima. There's even knas for ein bo havaya for chayrikis, but there's no knas for nochris and shivcha. That, yes, that I'll agree. That is true. There has to be the potential for Havaya with someone. Nochris and Shivcha has no potential. You'll say, oh, but they can become Geirin? Yeah, that's Mechusar Maisa. That's too much. That's too much. So you'd say, but just one second, if the woman is married, she needs a get. No, but her husband can die. Right? To become a Geir, to become a Geiris, that's Mechusar Maisa. That's Ebo Havaya Klam. Okay? But there's a machlokas in the Gemara. There are two days in Tanoim. One day in Tanoim holds, they both argue with the Tava Mishnah. One day in Tanoim holds that the Velosi El Isha tells me that if Ein Bo Havaya, forget about it. Forget about it. Ein Bo Havaya, there's no knas. Shimon HaTemoni says that if Ein Bo Havaya, there's no knas. Shimon Ben Manasya says, no. I go even further than that. If ain't a ruli l'kanma, there's no knas. 2 days in Tanoi against the Tanav Amishnah. Says the Gemara, what's the nafkamina between these 2 days? You can tell me the nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Again, the first day it says that the only one who doesn't get a knas is ain't the havaya. The iser is so great that there's no havaya, there's no tefis restitution, no chayvei krisis. But who would get havaya, Davichi? Who would get knas? Who would get knas? New hand. I want to see a new hand, fresh hand. A clean hand, fresh hand. Rabbi Westren?
No.
Come on. Ian, come on. Chavei Lavin, exactly. Don't be bashful, Ian. I know you a little bit. Right? Chavei Lavin. Right? According to the first day, Chayve Krisis don't get knas, but Chayve Lavin do get knas. According to the second day, even Chayve Lavin don't get knas. What's the nafkamina? Look at the Gemara. Igabinayu mamzeres in a sina. Mamzeres in a sina. You're talking about a posuk over here. Velo si el isha is a Chayve Krisis, Chayve Lavin. Posuk? Mamzeres in a sina. The sina is drabonim. The sina is not an isidar raisa according to Rashi. Fractai says, what's Rashi talking about? The sina is only exeras dovet? So then what are they pilpulling in the Gemara about this? Ein bo havaya, ein ruya l'kaima, is velosi el isha this, is velosi el isha. Velosi el isha is a posuk. According to Rashi, this nesina is yesh bo havaya, and ruya l'kaima. Minatora, forget about midirabonin. Minatora, she is ruya l'kaima. Midirabonin is an isa. Minatora, she's yesh bo havaya. So what's the nafkin? What's the ika benayu the Gemara is talking about? Ika benai mamzeres unesina. Come on, that Gemara is talking on a daraisa level. It's talking psukim. So if you tell me nesina is only an isid rabbanan, what's the Gemara referring to? And then Thompson brings some other rayas. Let's skip the next raya. The simplest raya is from the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak in Makkos. Oh, the tnan elohein halokin mamzeres unesina liyisra. In the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak in Makkos, lists of different isurim that you can violate for which you'll be chayav malkus. One of the examples the Mishnah gives is Mamzeres and Asina. Malkus? Malkus is the rice. It's the Rabbana, we call that Makkos Martus. We wouldn't call it Malkus. Elohein Alokin sounds like the rice, and you mentioned the Sina. So how can the Sina be an Issa Rabbanan if it's part of Elohein Alokin? So Tosis is very troubled with Rashi. Again, because Rashi seems to assume that the Issa and Asina is an Issa that David was goes there, and it's an Issa Rabbanan. Comes Tosis and says, you know what, I have another kasha against Rashi. Two types of kashas. The first questions are more textual. They're from the text of the Gemara, the Mishnayos, in different places, it sounds like Nesina is an Issa Rice and I'm an Issa Derabon. Comes Tosis and says, but I also have a long nisha kasha against Rashi too. Vod, skipping down a little bit. Vod says Tosis, the perish akuntris, kevan da avdus mamish gozer alayim. Says Taisis, I have a more fundamental question. There are textual questions and there are conceptual questions. Sometimes the conceptual is more fundamental because it goes to the heart of the matter. Says Taisus, I have textual questions on Rashi because I can show you that it sounds in the Mishnayos and from the Gemara that Nesilah is an Issa d'Oraisa. I also have a conceptual question against Rashi. What's that? You tell me that according to Rashi, David was gozer in Issa Chasdas Mishum Avdus. What does Mishum Avdus mean? As we explained, it probably means because of Lo Yir Kodesh. If it's Lo Yir Kodesh and Kain, Amai Yesh L'Knas. So why does she get Knas? But Nan Behedjiv Masnis and the Shivchayin L'Knas. Shivcha doesn't get a Knas. How do I? Tnan Behedjiv Masnis, which Mishnah? Our Mishnah. Sure. Our Mishnah says Shivcha Shenishtachurva. She has to have Nishtachurva. She's not a full fledged Bas Yisrael. There's no Havamina she should get a Knas. So, what's Rashi talking about? Well, David was Gozer Chasnas because of Avdus? But if Avdus is Aser, Avdus Aser's B'chastas because of Lo Yer Kodesh, then how can she get a Knas? You won't tell me Nesina, the Chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah, is that even though she's a Nesina and she's Asura, you're not allowed to marry her, but she still gets a Knas. That's absolutely incorrect according to Rashi, because if the Issa Chastas was Mishum Avdus, she's not going to get a Knas, because a Shivcha doesn't get a Knas. She's like a Goya for these purposes, because she doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, even though she's Chayevis and Mitzvahs Kisha, but she doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. A woman has a full Kedushas Yisrael. A regular Bas Yisrael has a full Kedushas Yisrael, but she has a Ptur in Mitzvahs. But Shivcha and Eved Knaini, they don't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. They're coming from different directions. No one would say that a Bas Yisrael doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, Chalila. But the Shivcha and the Nochris, they don't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So they don't have Knas. The Imi Shum, the Nesina Mintra Nafsha, maybe you'll tell me no. The Nesina is different than Shivcha. The reason why a Shivcha doesn't get a Knas is because she's not Mintra Nafsha. She's not Shomeres Hasaf. She doesn't watch herself. And she doesn't watch herself. So what's the problem? One word. What's the problem if she doesn't watch herself? Becheskas Bula, exactly. Good. Ha'aminam b'Yerushalmi the Shivcha filu Mishomeres and the Knas. Yerushalmi says b'Ferish. Has nothing to do with Mishomeres. Has to do with what? Lack of Kedushas Yisrael. Ein b'Havaya klal. That's what it has to do with. Ein b'Havaya klal. So it says Taisvis, it's a good kasha, but umil hoyesh lo medlav mamish gozer laylav. This is a below your kodesh. He says, this conceptual question against Rashi, I don't think is so shemet. The first question is a doozy of a question. In fact, Rabbi Nutam is going to be mechadesh that the sin is not the Rabbon. It's an Issa d'Oraisa, based on which pasuk? Lo sischad tein bon. We're going to get to it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi Nutam is a totally different approach than Rashi. D'Oraisa, it's not midrabbon. He says, the kasha that you lay, the lomdisha kasha that you lay against Rashi, that if David was gozer chasdas mishum avdus, and avdus is lo yakodesh, memela, she shouldn't get knas because now she's a shivcha. Because that's, you're going too far. You're too fancy with me. That's basically what Taisus is saying. You think too fancy with me. It's not lo yakodesh mamish. Lav mamish gozer alay avdus, lesser below yakodesh. Since it's not lo yakodesh mamish, there is knas. She's not a real shivcha. She's not a real shivcha. Not a real shivcha. It's not lo yakodesh mamish. So that's not a kash against Rashi. It's chasnas mishum av. This is not lo yakodesh mamish. So therefore, she can have a knas. What in the world does that mean? What is Taisus saying? It's lo yakodesh mamish. It's not lo yakodesh mamish. What's going on? So you look at Tosus in Yevamis. Tosus in Yevamis expands a little bit on Tosus here. Tosus Arosh in Yevamis explains what Taisus in Yevamis is. This text will you have to learn. Look at Rashi and Taisus. You have to know that there are certain Rishon, certain Achron that help you always. Okay? You have trouble with the Taisus, you look at the Marshon, Maran, Tosus Harosh. Tosus Harosh often restates the statements of Tosus, the comments of Tosus, but elaborates on them, says it a little differently, puts an idea into your head. That's the way to learn. So the way you get to Tosus in Yevamis, because that's the Sugya, so once you see that Tosus over here is talking about the Sinim, and you're a little bit confused, then you say, well, let me look at the parallel Sugyas. Look at the parallel stories, and you see Taisus expands a little bit on the Rashi. Taisus makes two comments, two pshatim in Rashi, two pshatim in the way to learn the Gemara Yevamos from the Rashi. Those who have a Gemara Yevamos, look inside with me. So it says Taisus like this: Pirsh bekunche shegozer alein chasnis, the Kedushin, etc. Klomar, ein ruvi li David be Yisrael. The hashto parech. This line of the Gemara that I find interesting. It says this is not Gzeras David. It's really Gzeras Moshe. Hashto parech. The Moshe does are lein avdus. So also mishum lo yekodesh. Mishali the Moshe lo gozar ella laamudar Yeshua b'smanshe b'esamidash kai. Says Taisvis. What's the Gemara saying? David was gozer chasnus. Moshe Rabbeinu was gozer avdus. Mishum lo yekodesh. Only for his door. Ah, Yeshua was still goes there. Avdus, no, only for his door. Came David and was goes there. Chasnas. David was goes there. Chasnas. Moshe and Yeshua were only goes there. Avdus. Explains Tosfos. Umatzinu lameimar b'lo nesu b'shum pa mishum lo yekodesh. Kevin lo goes there alein avdus afiz man she'en beis hamikdash kayim. The David goes there alein chasnas b'lo shivdem l'kulei dor. What's Tais was saying? Gzeres Moshe, Gzeres Yeshua, he says, they were gozer avdus, but not a real avdus. It wasn't a lo yekodesh dika avdus. Why not? Well, what's the understanding? Moshe and Yeshua were gozer avdus, and David was gozer chasnas. What's the difference? Right? If Moshe and Yeshua were gozer mishum lo yekodesh, they're gozer avdus, that should be lo yekodesh. So what's he saying? It's not a lo yekodesh, it's not a real avdus. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh adds, that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua were only gozer for a certain number of generations, that means that it's not that the status is not inherited l'dorei doros. That proves that it wasn't a real avdus, because avdus goes from generation to generation. That's the yesod of avdus. This nachaltem osam livnechem acharechem lareshes achuzah la'olam b'hem tavodu. Avdus is from generation to generation. Comes the Gemara, point to this giant thesis, and it says, David was talking about the chasnas. Moshe and Yeshua, the Gemara thought, was there avdus mishum lo yekodesh? And if it's also mishum lo yekodesh, so why did David have to be gozer anything? They're already also because of lo yekodesh. You don't need a new yeser chasnas. Comes the Gemara and says, no, there was no lo yekodesh here. Why? Because it wasn't l'doros olam. It wasn't forever. And if it wasn't forever, that can't be an avdus. It's not a real avdus. It was not a real avdus. They weren't really aser b'chasnas. It was only a lower level avdus b'me Moshe b'me Yoshua. Came David and said, no, I want to be gozer chasnas. That's the first pshat in Tosfos. According to the first pshat in Tosfos, David was gozer chasnas. Moshe and Yoshua were gozer avdus. Not a lo yakodesh dika avdus, because it doesn't go from generation to generation. A lower level avdus. Came David and said, I'm not being gozer. I don't want just to be gozer avdus. I want to be gozer chasnas. Different kind of gzeir. But Tosfos is troubled with this pshat. Well, what's the trouble? We said what the trouble was. So from the Gemara and Yevamos, it sounds like the gzeiras Moshe, gzeiras Yeshua, gzeiras David, they're all similar. According to this pshat, it looks like they're different. David was gozer chasnas, Moshe and Yeshua goes there this lower avdus. What's going on over here? So comes Tosfos and says hit the pshat he really likes. I think this is the pshat that Tosfos and our sugya is giving in Rashi. What does he say? Let's see that inside. The Od Yesh Lefarsh Da'achi Parf. The Lo Avdus Mamish Moshe Gozer Aleyen. The Mestoma Gozer Mamish Lo Yischat Nubohen. The Ein Nochon She Yischat Nubohen Kevah Dinir Kavodin. The Gzeir of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a Lo Yekodesh Avdus. He was Gozer Shibud. He was Gozer that Klal Yisrael would be able to use the Givonim for work. As Chod Pei Yitzim and Shavim Lai. It wasn't Avdus. It wasn't Adin Avdus. Right? It wasn't a lo yekodesh type of halacha. It was shibud. We can force them to work for us. That's all he was gozer. And that doesn't go from generation to generation. Moshe was gozer of his door. Yeshua was gozer of his mashmeis minish kaim, and that's it. It's not a lo yekodesh avdus. Came David and did exactly the same thing. It wasn't a lo yekodesh avdus. David was gozer, even bezmashmeis minish kaim, was gozer shibud. Shibud. Not the Poshe Pshat of the Gemara, because the Gemara Yevamos sounds like David was gozer chasnas. Comes to Isis and says, no, maybe you can claim the following. David was gozer shibud, but memela there wasn't iser chasnas. How? Well, what's the memela? Because eino nochon. It's not right. It's not an iser, because it's not a real avdus. It's not a lo yekodesh avdus. But if we're using them, we're using the gezonim, b'shibud, we have shibud on them. They look like avodim, the nirim ka avodim, If the nirim kavadim, it's not appropriate for Klal Yisrael to marry into it. But the ikar gzeira, even according to the second pshat, the ikar gzeira was not chasnas; it was shibud. According to the first pshat, the gzeiras Moshe and Yeshua and gzeiras David were different. Moshe and Yeshua goes there shibud. David was goes there chasnas. According to the second gzeira, no, it was all shibud. And even Moshe and Yeshua had an Isser Chasnas too. Because Ein Nochem. See, the first Pshat and Tosis wasn't assuming Ein Nochem. It's only a Shibud. Came David and said, no, it's an Isser Chasnas. I want to be Moshe Chasnas. Second Pshat and Tosis says, no, even Bimei Moshe, Bimei Yoshua, it was only a Shibud, but Mimela. The Shibud Mimela spawned an Isser Chasnas too. Because Ein Nochem, it looks bad if Klal Yisrael is marrying someone who's near it to heaven. This is the pshat, I think, that Tavis and Ksubis, Rabbi Natan, is saying with us, Rashi. It's not a loya kodesh abbas. David was goes a shibud, just like Moshe and Yeshua. He was goes a shibud, that we can work the givonim. We're balabatim over them. Even bizman shem yisrael yishkayim. Moshe lahudar. Yeshua bizman shem yisrael yishkayim. David even bizman shem yisrael yishkayim. So all this is all the zel, because they're saying zera. Just extend them, one more. But it was never Avdus. Why? Well, it doesn't go from generation to generation. It was never Avdus. It was only a Shibud. But from the Shibud, the Chiddush of Tosfos and Yeravos in the second Pshat, Tosfos Rosh explains this, is that from the Shibud comes an Issa Chasnas. Because Ein Nochel, it's not right that Klal Yisrael should marry someone who looks like an Eved. And just parenthetically, Tosfos and Yeravos says this second Pshat is built, it's glatt in the Gemara. It doesn't work as well in the first line of the Gemara, which seems to say that David HaMelech made an Issa Chasnas, but it works very well in the Hemshech, in the continuation of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, David was Gozer, weren't Moshe and Yeshua Gozer? It sounds like the Gzeir of Moshe and Yeshua are similar to David. So according to the second Pshat, it's good, because they all Gozer what? Shibud. But from the Shibud came an Issa Chasnas, because Ein Nochem, it's not right to marry an Eved. So it's the parallel of the Gzeir. Right? And what's more, the Hemshech of the Gemara, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatir Nesinim, they wanted to be Matir the Gzeir of David. Says Taisus, if you assume the Gzeir of David was an Issachasnas, how can it be Matir an Issachasnas? Ein Bezden Yochel Avatel Dere Bezden Chavero, Elam Ken Godol Mimena B'Chachma U'Hemeni. A later Bezden has to be greater. How can you be Mavatel? What's going on? But if the whole Gzeir was a Shibud, related to chasnas, shibud that memeila turned into an issa chasnas because ein nochom to marry someone who looks like an eved, then it's great because that was the whole point. Hefken bezden hefken, a bezden of every generation can decide what to do with the money of Klal Yisrael. So bimei rabbi bikshu lahatan esim, they said, you know what? Let's be matir the shibud. If the whole issa of chasnas stems from the Shibud, because Ein Nochom Vehishatein Ve'ebemi Shenira Ke'eben, right? If the whole Issa Chasnas stems from the Shibud, so then let's be Matir the Shibud. That's a momentistic Allah. Let's be Matir the Shibud. If we're Matir the Shibud, then the Issa Chasnas will fall off. It's beautiful pshat. Because they're not trying to be matir the Issa Chasnas. That's ridiculous. You can't be matir the Issa Chasnas. It's like being matir a lav in the Torah. But if the whole Issa Chasnas stems from a Shibud, so you could say, Bimei Rebbe Bikshu Lahatan Nesinim, by being matir the Shibud, Memela, the Issa Chasnas is going to fall away. Okay? This is Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat Adas Rashi. I think this is what Tosfos and Ksubis is saying as well. Okay? So Rashi holds, again, that the Issa Nesina is an Issa Derabbanan. David HaMelech was goes around the Nesinim. Marni Ramos says that Moshe and Yeshua were also goes around the Nesina, but that was a previous Gzera for their generations. Because it was a Gzera that didn't continue for generations, it doesn't have a din avdus of Lo Yekodesh. It's only a Shibud, lean, that you're allowed to work them. Mimela, though, Tosis and Subis and Tosis, Zechem Shad, Tosis and Yevomis, Tosis the Rosh, they all learned that Mimela from the Shibud came the Issachasnas of David. The Gzer of Moshe and Yeshua is similar to the Gzer of David. Right? David was Gozer, even Bizman Shemes and Minashkayim. That the Shibud should lead to an Issachasnas. But because it's not a Loya Kodesh Dika Halacha, then the Kasha of the Yishalmi is not a problem. She's not a Goya. It's not a Loya Kodesh. She's not a Shivcha, so she can't have a Knas. But it's only a din derabbanan. According to Rashi, what comes out is that it's only a din derabbanan that the nesin is asur. So tomorrow we're going to have to figure out how to answer the other kasha, right? It sounds from the sugyas, this just gives other textual textual proofs that the isin nesin is an isa deraisa. So what's the Rabbein Tam's pshat? How is Rashi going to respond to his pshat? What are the different approaches as to why an Asinim? Why a Yisrael is not allowed to marry a